With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to one report, there's been a change of status for the so-called go-broke dates for Medicare and Social Security.
The annual Social Security and Medicare Trustees Report says an improving economy is in part the reason for the pushback. Medicare's go-broke date for its hospital insurance trust fund was moved back 5 years to 2036. Social Security's trust fund, which covers old age and disability recipients, will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035 instead of last year's estimate of 2034. Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley called the report a measure of good news, but Congress still needs to act in order to avoid what is now forecast to be, in absence of any action, a 17% cut to people's Social Security benefits. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, not far from Dallas, Texas, troubled teenagers are being helped by a unique nonprofit 501c3 charity called Rustic Way Ranch, which uses horsemanship to help ease emotional problems. Founder and executive director Brooke Carricker says the ranch grew out of her pain her own family experienced, tackling everything from depression to teen pregnancy and even suicide.
There's literally nothing that we have not experienced. And with that knowledge came the realization that perhaps God could use and was calling us to use all of the pain that we had experienced as a family to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help others.
From that vision, the 10-acre Rustic Way Ranch was born, but Brooke and her husband, Court, found God would give them many challenges before the ranch could become a reality. We'll hear about that in our next segment tomorrow. More information at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, what happens when you die? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned in more than twice the needed number of signatures to put a proposal to enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution on the November ballot. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office must now verify those signatures. The amendment would make abortion legal until viability, about 6 months into pregnancy. Missouri outlawed almost all abortions with no exceptions. This is SRN News. Europe's Airbus establishes a clear sales lead over Boeing.
That's even before Boeing encountered more fallout from manufacturing troubles and ongoing safety concerns. Airbus has outpaced Boeing for five straight years in plane orders and deliveries. And now Boeing is facing a government-mandated production cap on its best-selling plane. Yet aviation analysts say the European company is unlikely to extend its advantage much further, despite having customers clamoring for more commercial aircraft. That's because Airbus already is making planes as fast as it can and is sold out for the rest of the decade. John Scott reporting.
FAA opening a new probe into Boeing's 787 Dreamliner jets. The investigation will look to determine if the inspections happened and also whether company employees may have actually falsified aircraft records. More details at SRNnews.com.